Our guest in the cafe this morning is the director of the Northeast Texas Children's Museum, Charlene Freeman. Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And, of course, the Northeast Texas Children's Museum is in Commerce. It's on Highway 24, more or less across the highway from the university. You're telling me you all had a wonderful summer.
We have had a great summer. We have had almost 8,000 visitors. In fact, over 8,000 that have visited the Children's Museum beginning June 1st to August 26th. And that is a lot of families.
That's a lot of folks. And you say that's more than the previous summer.
About 600 up from the previous summer.
How do you keep track of that?
Everyone signs in when they come in and they tell where they're from, whether or not it's a first-time visit. We've had many first-time visitors that have come this summer.
Mm-hmm. How far away are people?
Well, we find that we are drawing from a farther and larger area geographically. And not only that, we were looking through our memberships today, and we have memberships, not just visitors, but people that buy yearly memberships from McKinney, Allen, Fate, Forney, Terrell, Mesquite, Rockwall, and Wiley.
Wow. So when you say Northeast Texas Children's Museum, it really is regional.
Yes, the name for our museum is very appropriate.
Yeah. Kids are coming back after having been brought to the museum on a school trip. Then they're bringing mom and dad back.
Field trips are one of our two best ways of getting our word out, because they go home and tell their parents they want to play longer. We had one child this year, well, not just one, that walk in and see the museum, and they are so excited over all they see. And then others, when they leave, say, this has been the best day of my whole life.
What is it that they like so much about it?
They like to play. They like that it is hands-on play. And it's almost retro in some ways, because everything we have is something kids can do with their hands.
Mm-hmm. Do you is any of it electronic?
No, not button pushing.
Or digital?
I think the parents and grandparents like that.
Yeah.
They actually see kids having fun without an iPad or other electronic device.
Yeah. When you say museum, of course, the first thing that comes to mind is the traditional museum, which is rather static, and that's fine. It has its place. But this is not static at all. All activity.
All activity. So you may go play in the veterinary clinic and play with the dogs and doctor them, but you have the toy dogs to play with, or go to the butcher's grocery and buy groceries. But everything is something that they can put their hands on and play with.
We're talking with Charlene Freeman, and Charlene is the director of the Northeast Texas Children's Museum. Now, so we're looking ahead to the fall, and fall's a busy time for everybody, and I know it's the same for you all. You've got something coming up on Wednesdays called Healthy Kids Wednesdays.
Yes, Healthy Kids from A to Z is a program that we've done for about 8 years. It's our preschool program. It's offered Wednesday mornings. We take a letter of the alphabet, and we do it in 8-week segments. So we do 8 letters at a time. And this fall semester, we are beginning with the letter I.
Mm-hmm.
And so they will do a healthy activity, a healthy food, and Amy Starks directs that program.
Do some of these kids come back on multiple Wednesdays?
Yes, for 8 straight Wednesdays.
For 8 straight weeks.
They sign up and pay a fee, but this is sponsored by CareVide Home Care out of Greenville.
Uh-huh. And are these mostly classes that come from schools? Or
no, these are just moms and grandparents. They're usually 2 and 3 years old.
Fantastic. Little ones.
Little ones.
Toddlers almost, yeah. You say in October, then you're planning something called Dino Math.
Yes, we do a program, Dino Math. It's all on measurement, and it's for third grade. So third grade classes, this will be a program with the schools, and they will bring their third grade classes to the museum. We set up 3 stations, and they rotate through measuring such things as grams and ounces, gallons and pints, temperature, inches and millimeters. So it's a very educational learning experience.
Well, there's some events coming up also that are important will help to keep the Northeast Texas Children's Museum going. September 14th, and what day of the week is that?
That's a Friday.
You're having a style show.
We are. We are having a style show with Chicos of Rockwall, and they are coming to Commerce and bringing some of their styles. We are furnishing the models. The models are from Commerce, of course, Greenville, Sulphur Springs. And so we will have a large group of ladies from throughout the area that will be there for the Chico Style Show.
And their admission fee? And
$35 for the ticket. Webb Hill is providing the food. And so it's being underwritten by Charles Schwab in Greenville. So all the money that comes to the museum will go direct for the tickets, goes directly to the Children's Museum.
Good. And then I guess it's Thursday, September 20th, is North Texas Giving Day, and a lot of nonprofit organizations.
And I'm so glad you mentioned that, because that is our largest fundraiser for the year. And we would like to encourage anyone listening, in order to help the Children's Museum, make a donation on North Texas Giving Day. This is the day where we get bonus funds for the donations that are made. You can go to NorthTexasGivingDay.org and follow the instructions there. It's very easy to do. Or we would love to help you at the Children's Museum. But do remember, North Texas Giving Day, help give the Children's Museum a future.
And you all are on Facebook, so I guess you'll be reminding people about that on Facebook. And other venues as well between now and then. Charlene, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Well, thank you for having me.
Charlene Freeman with the Northeast Texas Children's Museum and Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.